You are listening to the Wisdom with Trish podcast. This is episode 16, My Dirty Little Secret.
Welcome to Wisdom with Trish. I'm Trish, I'm your host. I'm a mom to six kids. I've been married to my sweetheart for 28 years. And I'm a life coach. But most of all, and why we're all here, is I spent 30 years chronic dieting. Yep, most of my life I've spent trying to be in a smaller body. And this podcast is about my journey to turning to God and trusting Him to not diet anymore. I found a path of health and a path of loving the space I take up in the world. And I'm here now to help other women do the same. So I'm so glad you're going to join me on the journey. All right, here we go.
Hello, everyone. Funny story. I went on a date with my husband tonight, and it's something that we haven't done in a long time. And like in a long time. We used to go out every Friday, but I'm going to explain tonight how our life's gotten kind of crazy. But before I get to that, so we go out with some of our dearest friends, and I just want you to know while I'm recording right now, it's like 1 a.m. And I actually tried to go to bed an hour ago. And so back up to when we were at dinner. So I'm at dinner and I haven't had a Coke Zero in a while, and so I just thought, oh, I'm gonna have that tonight. So I have that, and you know, they bring you refills, so that I just kept downing them. I think I needed to have like a glass of water because I think I was just really thirsty. Okay, so I drank 3 Coke Zeros. So should I be surprised that I couldn't sleep tonight? Like, I have so much caffeine in me. Oh my goodness. So I've been wanting to record this podcast, and I thought, oh, my family's asleep. I should just get up and record that podcast that I've been thinking about. So anyway, but yeah, so when I record this, I'll just kind of give you an update about what's happening, just so you know where my brain is at a little bit. But so it's kind of like we're coming out of COVID and restaurants are open and it's like life's kind of half normal, but then all of this protesting's happening and it's been going on for a long time. And maybe when you listen to this, it will have chilled out and we'll kind of know how things worked out. But right now we're kind of in the thick of it. Like today, the whole discussion was, let's defund the police. And it just feels like the world's going crazy. Like they're trying to get solutions that I'm not sure are the best solutions. Like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like, really? I want to really be able to call 911 and have someone come help me if I need it. Anyway, so my brain's been on a little bit of overload all day today. Just, I should just give a gift to myself and not get on social media, but for some reason I can't seem to do that. But hopefully this might be some type of a revolution in the sense of maybe it's going to help things be better, because I didn't necessarily know they were broken. And I don't know that it's all broken, but maybe if they can go in and just tweak some things and make things a little bit better for those who it's not been the best for, I don't know. Anyway, I'm sure you're all having the same thoughts. But hopefully when you listen to this, I don't think this it's this place for another 3 weeks or something. So goodness, hopefully we've got some resolve by then. And because anyway, so it just feels like life is still like waiting to start. And my kids' friends aren't super eager to be playing. Like there's some resistance there. So my boys are still doing lots of Xbox. And I mean, you guys might be in a different place, but I just don't have enough to keep me busy right now. And I'm really missing the things we normally do in the summer. And so our water park finally said that they were going to open up, and that's next week. But but I didn't know that a week ago. And I decided that I'm going to put my kids in the car and we're going to head to Utah and see my married kids. I don't know that I've ever shared about my family. So I have 6 kids. I have 2 married. And then my oldest that's married, she has a baby and she's having another baby in July. And that's a little, she has a little boy and she's having a little girl in July. And then my next daughter, she's married and they live in Logan, Utah, and they've been going to Utah State, but they just graduated and now they'll be going to Michigan. They're going to University of Michigan for a 5-year doctorate program there. And then I have my, and then I have 4 kids that aren't married. And my next daughter, she is out of the house and goes to Utah State. And then I have 3 at home. So I have a daughter and 2 sons that are still at home. And I should just start talking about them with their names because I think everybody that listens to my podcast knows me anyway. Who knows? But anyway, so I just would love to go see them. And I kept thinking I was going to find airfare and maybe we could just get on a plane and take them. But that's not, I couldn't find airfare. And finally, my husband said, just drive, Trish. You've got 3 drivers. Just go. He can't go. But he just said, just go. And so I got the nerve up that I'll take the 18-hour drive. So that's what's happening for us. So I'm really hoping when we get back in 2.5 weeks that the world will feel a little different. Because it really just feels unsettling right now. So anyway, so I thought it would be fun today to talk about, I do really have a dirty little secret. That's how it feels. And, you know, I'm on social media and I'm sharing the meals I eat and I have such a strong desire to share with people all the things I've learned, right? And to be an example of health and all those things. But then at the same time, that's where my little secret comes in. So my little secret is, and probably most of the people that listen already know, but maybe if you don't know me, if you're not one of my friends, then this will be fun for you to hear. So way back when, so I found whole food plant-based nutrition in July of 2018. So we're coming up on our 2-year anniversary next month. And when I found that, we were in the process of buying a franchise, a restaurant franchise. It's called the Buffalo Spot, and they're very popular in California, and they're starting to be more popular in Arizona, but we live in Texas, and they didn't have that here. And when my husband saw this opportunity, he's always wanted to own a franchise. And so he was in the process of looking into it, and he was pretty sure he was going to do this. My husband's worked for 25 years in the finance, as a financial, lots of different things, but he worked in the finance world, and always had a desk job and actually has always wanted to own his own franchise. And so we were in the mix of basically using all of our savings and all of our life savings, I should say, to make this happen. And we had already, I think, paid the franchise fee, which is probably the price of, you know, 2 pretty nice new cars. So if that gives you an idea. So here we are. I'm discovering, you know, this whole food plant-based nutrition thing. And then on this other side of my world, we're looking to buy a franchise, which is, I'll explain what the food is there, but it's definitely not whole food plant-based food. And I didn't think anything of that for a long time. You know, for a month or so. But what happens when you find a whole food plant-based nutrition and you start out doing that for health, but as you watch just a few documentaries, Forks Over Knives, What the Health, Cowspiracy, you know, and you start not eating animals maybe as often or not at all, you start kind of having your eyes opening, you know, your eyes start opening to just what, like how meat gets on your plate, basically. Like you just start seeing how our animals are treated so that we can, you know, meet the desires of our needs to have meat. And so, and I've showed that a little bit on the podcast about just what I've learned about, you know, just how we get dairy is so, you know, we torture animals just to get the dairy. And then, you know, animals do not have a good life. I think a lot of us think that, like, I think before I just would see animals out, like the cows in the pasture, there's lots of cows in pastures in Texas. And I always thought, well, that's just, you know, cows live a good life and then we eat them. And that's just not the case. Cows live a really difficult 4 months and then we eat them. And so, you know, like I'm just learning about animals and I love animals, but it was almost like in my brain before I had separated like animals we eat and then animals we don't eat. And then like certain animals got compassion and certain animals didn't. And so hang in there with me. If you're not there as a whole food plant-based eater, you don't have to be. You never have to not, you know, feel this way about the animals. But this, I was starting to have an awareness of this and really feeling like God loves his animals. And I don't know that this is what he wants for them. And I don't know that they get to live to, up to the measure of their creation, you know, doing this. And so this is starting to resonate with me. Well, all of a sudden I realized, oh my gosh, we're in the process of like starting a restaurant. And this is a restaurant where our menu is based on chicken. Like we sell chicken wings. We sell buffalo fries, which is perfectly cooked little chicken pieces that we then toss in your favorite wing sauce. And then we top it with, we put that on the fries. And then we top it with our special sauce, which is kind of like if you're from Utah or maybe you'll know what it is, but it's like fry sauce. So it's like a yummy dressing and it has a little more flavor than a traditional fry sauce. But I mean, it's good. Or people can top it with ranch. So that's like kind of what we're known for is that buffalo fry concoction. But we also sell chicken wraps and chicken salads. Do you see what's happening here? We sell all the chicken. So I woke up in the middle of the night one night and just realizing, oh my gosh, we're buying this building, this business, and we're going to kill all the chickens. Oh my goodness. Oh no. Like it just was so like an awful awakening for me. Like, oh my goodness. And so now remember, we have already spent money. Like at this point when it's really bothering me, we have even, my husband has a nephew who lived in Arizona and he worked in the restaurant business and they were in the process of selling their home and they were going to come and they were going to run our restaurant for us so that my husband wouldn't quit his job yet. So, excuse me. So they're like building the restaurant out. So it's, you know, but we're in this. And so I just had to finally get real prayerful about it because I couldn't, it just felt so crazy in my brain that we were going to serve all the food that was going to clog all the people's arteries. Like, it just felt like, really? Like, couldn't you show me this? Like when my husband first found this opportunity in May, so that if I was supposed to shut it down, I could have, like, it just felt very crazy. So this is one of those times when I just had to get on my knees and be prayerful about it because I knew that our family had felt very directed to do this. Like that had, you know, this felt like this had been a blessing and that we were very excited about this, that my husband could pursue something that he'd wanted to do his whole life. And we just felt there was like an excitement about it. And then this thing over here where I'm feeling like we're going to kill all the chickens for people to eat. It was just kind of hovering over me. So when I was prayerful about it, and this is why I'm sharing this with you, is because I just think that when you start eating different than other people, and we've talked about this, if you listen to my podcast, it's called The Manual. it's kind of like this manual idea. Like when you start eating different, or you start deciding, I really don't want to eat animals. And I still like the taste of animals. Let's be honest. Like I've had animals pretty much three times since I went plant-based. When my dad passed away, I had a ham at the funeral. And then when the following Christmas, my kids all came home and they wanted to have ham. So we had ham for Christmas this last year. And then this last camping or this cabin trip I went with my brother, he had grilled all this meat and I had some. And I feel perfectly fine with that. I'm really okay with what my to eat meat sparingly looks like. And I still consider myself absolutely whole food plant-based. Like that is how I live most of the time. But you know, so even though I don't eat meat really anymore at all, I still like the taste. And I know why other people want to eat it still. And people are very convinced they need it for their protein. So I'm telling you this because I think that something that helped me with my answer I felt like God told me is might just help you when you feel like, we just have times where we feel like we know better or that, well, we'll go back and talk about that. So back to my answer. So I started being real prayerful and my answer was so interesting. And I never know if people who listen to my podcast or people who are have prayer in their life, but I just know that I can ask God and I know kind of how it feels when he talks to me. And so I definitely got an answer and the answer said, this is the words, Trisha, it's none of your business. That was his answer. And he would answer that in multiple ways, in many situations, as we built out this company we have now of a new restaurant. So at first I knew it wasn't my business. He was basically telling me, it's not your business what your husband sells in his restaurant, which is weird because it's like, it is my business because I own it with my husband, right? But he's telling me that's not your business. And then he's telling me, it's not your business what people come and buy and eat at your restaurant. That's not your business. Okay. So I had to really like sit with that. I mean, I even had a family member say, I just can't believe you would open this restaurant if you really feel the way you do about all these things you've learned and figured out. And I was like, oh, I know. my heart was saying, I wish we could rewind it. But then I'm watching my husband like live his dream and be so excited. And like, it was just it was like the best thing was happening to us. And then I felt like the best thing was happening over here with our nutrition, but the two like don't quite go together for me. It felt crazy. So it's Trisha, it's none of your business. And he would use that as we built out our business. When my nephew came and they would start making decisions and I was kind of in the house watching it, because when my nephew came, he lived with us for a while he was waiting for his wife to get here, and then they were buying a house, so he was here with us, and they would be making decisions, and I would start having like panic attacks, and I would see what things would cost, because it costs a lot of money to open a restaurant. Just they're just talking about the soda machines, and I'm like having heart palpitations, and those words would come to me, Trisha. This part is none of your business. And so really, I would just tell those guys, you guys can't talk about this when I'm around. Just don't do this when I'm around. It doesn't serve me at all. So that's kind of how I navigated. And I still navigate. So what I think that there will be times as you get about the business of saving your life and keeping yourself disease free, that there will be times when things going on outside of yourself are just none of your business. Sometimes what my kids eat is none of my business. Like when they get to eat their 20%, it's just none of my business. I've even got to the point where what my husband eats is none of my business. I provide food that is good for his diabetes and is good to reverse his insulin resistance. And I provide that, but I don't know what he does outside, you know, our house. And it's served me to decide it's none of my business. Like, this is his life. He has to navigate and take care of himself. I can't take care of everybody. That's exhausting. But I can, you know, I show up and I cook healthy, nutritious food for everybody in my house. And then they get to navigate the rest. And that part's none of my business. So I don't know what is happening in your life that maybe is none of your business, but tell yourself it's none of your business might serve you. So today we're restaurant owners and talk about a crazy year. We just had in our minds kind of what it would look like, and it's been so different and really challenging. And in January, my husband left his job of 25 years, and we just went 100% all into our business. Our restaurant opened last June, so we just came up on a year. And we've just seen so many blessings. I mean, it was scary. It was scary for the first 6 months. Was scary. And so as soon as my husband left the company, left his company and went all in and just is 100% at our restaurant, that made a really huge difference. And you know, we just see God's hand in our life, and we've had so many miracles. And I should do a podcast one day with my husband, and we can talk about that. Because talk about knowing God's aware of us. We've really felt that this past year. So we've had really a year. So just imagine our new, very fragile business, and we're just finally seeing the light in it, because the first year of running a restaurant is just painful for, you know, no matter what company you are. And so we were having the same experiences, and then we were just seeing the light, and our numbers were doing what we, you know, wanted them to do. And then COVID happened. But then we got through that, and now, you know, we're doing really well now. And when I say really well, I'm just saying we are hopeful. Things are moving in the right direction. And opening your own business and putting all of your eggs in one basket is not for the faint of heart. So another time that I had to just decide it was none of my business. So here we are in Texas. There's no other franchise restaurants here. There isn't another Buffalo spot in Texas. So we open up. And we get wonderful reviews, right? We start getting great reviews, but then we start getting awful reviews, like awful. And do you know why? Because the first thing that happened was because we don't serve sweet tea. So we live in the South, and sweet tea is a staple in people's life in the South. And we don't serve it because we're a franchise and we don't do anything on our menu. Like, I have friends who will say, oh, you should make some plant-based options on your menu. And if you know how franchises work, we bought a brand. So we don't have any way to add anything to our menu. We can't even put things on sale unless we're told certain things can be on sale. We just have no rights to do any of that. So we couldn't even put sweet tea on our menu because that's not something that's on the menu in the founder who's in California. You know, he doesn't think he needs sweet tea on the menu. So my nephew, who's running the store, absolutely calls in and says, hey, we're getting negative reviews. We need to sell sweet tea. No. He was just told no. And then right after that, my husband has to get involved, and he starts letting him know, and he kind of had to have a fight with the owner, the founder of the franchise, to say, we need to serve sweet tea. We're getting negative reviews. And then the other thing is, so we needed sweet tea, and then we also needed to sell beer. We opened, and if you do not drink alcohol, you probably do not know what beer food is, but we sell beer food. We sell food that people want to watch a game and have a beer and eat beer food. It's beer food. And even I go to a guy who's my hairdresser, and and totally like he's a sports guy, and you know, he's fantastic. He doesn't even talk to me while he does my hair, because he's got his headphones and listens to sports radio, and he just cuts my hair. I mean, are you all like loving that? Like, you want to have my guy? But anyways, I'm telling him one day about the restaurant, and he's like, "And you sell beer, right? Because you totally sell beer food." And so I'm like telling my husband, "I think we're gonna end up having beer." And soon, sure enough, like when I'm passing out free coupons all over Arlington, that's where our restaurant is. People are asking, "Do you have beer?" And so here we are doing all the things that part of my faith we don't do. Like, we're open on Sundays. Sundays is a time then, as part of our faith, we don't shop on Sundays, and we don't really want to. And the purpose is we don't want other people to have to work on Sunday. So, yep, we are open on Sundays because we don't have the right to say we're not open on Sundays, because we're a franchise. We do what we mirror what they say us that we're supposed to do. So we're open on Sundays. And now part of the word of wisdom for us, our health code, is we don't drink tea or alcohol. And so, you know, there's other things, drugs and tobacco and things like that. But for us, we're going to sell all the stuff that we don't do because of our health code and our faith. And then we're going to be open on Sundays. So what am I getting told through all this? Because it doesn't bother my husband one bit. He just, for some reason, he's fine with it. He's read some different quotes from people and just feels okay about it. And I just was like, I don't know. I don't know if we're just doing all the things that I never thought we would do. And God would tell me, "Trisha, this is none of your business. What your people drink in your restaurant is not your business. Like, they have to make their choices. You're just going to walk around taking away everyone's agency? No, this is not your business." So, right. But that took some. Like, I would love to just be in charge of all of it and do it the way I would feel most comfortable. I would love that we just owned a vegan restaurant. Like, why didn't God just show us a vegan restaurant to have? But that's not what he did. And I'm not in charge. And one of my favorite podcasters, she says, there's three businesses. There's your business, the other person's business. So my business, your business, and then God's business. And I have learned that in this process, and really having to evaluate situations and deciding whose business is this. And so this, you know, it's not my business. So the greatest blessing, though, that came from this is the timing. So remember, my husband had type 2 diabetes with a very high A1C of 12. Your A1C is supposed to be 5. So it's high. And we learned this in October. So I find whole food plant-based nutrition in July. And then by October, he's not really been on board, right? Like, he's kind of picking at stuff I'm making at home. But he's not completely convinced that this is like his path. And so his A1C is 12 when we get it checked. And the restaurant's not open yet. Remember, it takes us a year to build out the restaurant from the time I discovered this way of eating. So here we are, you know, like, we're going to be opening a restaurant with all the food that's going to make his diabetes worse. Because diabetes is a illness of fat in the cells. And when your cells have fat in them, the insulin can't open and let the glucose in. It can't do its job. The insulin can't unlock the key, basically, and let that glucose in. And so we have a restaurant that can keep all of his cells very full of fat. it is very fun to have a restaurant in the sense of my husband could bring that home every day. And I just would really never really have to cook. And my kids love it. I like it. Like, I find if I try to have him not bring it home very often. But when he does, if I'm in the kitchen, I won't be picking at it because it's good. I'm not picking at their chicken, but I'm picking at the fries, you know. But none of it's like, it's all oil and not good for me. So, but it's good. And so I don't even want to know how much we've been eating that stuff if I hadn't found whole food plant-based nutrition. Because you going to my store one time for a treat is one thing. But when it's available to my kids every day, I think this was part of, you can open this restaurant, but you need to know this too. And so I just see it as one of the miracles in it, that he gave this to me so I could have wide open eyes and be really cautious about this. So I share all that with you today because I just don't know what is in your life that you can examine and think, what is this my business? Something maybe that's bothering you. You can think, is this my business? Or is it, you know, your business? Or is it God's business? And I think that that will serve you. So, yeah, think about that today. And as you navigate your getting, what does Dr. Clapper say? Getting about the business of saving yourself and saving your life. As you get about the business of taking care of yourself, really start thinking about what's happening around you. Because I would say if I was just a single person and I just worried about myself, there's enough challenges just within that. But then when you start adding a husband and then children, I mean, it's daunting. But deciding what your business is and deciding what your business isn't, I think will serve you. So that's all I have today. I hope you're all well. I'm totally curious if, you know, COVID-19 is just over now. It's so weird because no one's social distancing and everyone's protesting. And, you know, do you wonder that? Like, surely, we're all wondering. In my brain, I just would love the idea that it is over, but I don't think it is. So I hope that we just all stay well. And that's all. That's all I got today. So have a great day. Have a great day. Have a great day. See you next time.
A few things before you go. If you have found that you need help on your journey of taking amazing care of yourself and loving the space you take up in the world, please, I would love for you to come join us in my monthly membership coaching program called Breathe. Breathe is a place where like-minded women come together and help one another. I help you by coaching you, and then I record that, and then other women will watch while you are helped, and then you watch other women when they're helped. And it's this community where women are helping women, and it's so beautiful. There's a lot of other perks when you're a Breathe member. So you receive coaching, you get to watch other women be coached, and then you also get to have access to any course that I provide. So right now, there's two courses in the membership. One is how to eat plant-based in 30 days without dieting. So if you're at the very beginning of your journey, that will help you so much. Now, if you're a little bit further along in your journey, you will probably love my course that is on self-care. And it's a self-care course that you take over 6 weeks. And it's a way for you to come home to yourself and start figuring out, what does love feel like for you? And this is a course that I usually offer just to a group coaching program, but now it's also offered in Breathe. Something else you'll have is you'll have this community of support. There'll be a private Facebook group that you can check in with. And remember, you're going to be seeing these other women be coached. So you will get to be, honestly, their best friends. It will be a wonderful community. And you know, sometimes when we eat plant-based and we try to leave diet culture, it's a little bit lonely. So that will be a wonderful support for you. The last thing, I provide weekly meal plans. I'm trying to think of everything I can to make this process of you loving you and you loving the space you take up in the world and you taking amazing care of yourself, to have all the tools for that. And one tool to simplify your life is a weekly meal plan with a grocery list. And that will also be available in Breathe. And all of that will be available on an easy app so that you can access it on your phone and you can, it can be very user friendly for you. So come join me in Breathe. You remember, nothing in your life has to change for everything to change. And that's the work we do in Breathe. Have you come up for air? Have you needed help to keep breathing? I got you. Come join us and breathe. Have you downloaded my free commitment planner? Okay, if you haven't, you totally need to. It's such an easy way for you to make and keep commitments to yourself and honor those commitments. Go to my Instagram account, and in the links in bio, there is an option there to download that for free. Totally go get that. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. If you're feeling like you're missing episodes, it's probably because you're not subscribed. So wherever you listen, you just subscribe and then they will make sure that you don't miss an episode. Also, are you part of my free Facebook group? If you're not, you should be. Come on over, share recipes with us. And it's just a really diet culture free place to enjoy being online. And last of all, have you left me a review? Reviews are really important because that's how other people find the podcast, is through a review. So wherever you listen, go ahead and leave me a review there so other people can get the help that they need through the podcast. All right, y'all are the best. Have the best day. See you next time.